Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to see Loco?
Yes!
Oh, it is.
It is!
The local hour of the Hawk and Crowder Show, brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. Alex Dono and Alex Solana with you. So this will be our last show for the week. We're going to have just a gigantic best of tomorrow with some of the greatest segments in Hawk and Crowder history. Solana and I will hold it down until 6 o'clock today with a little help from our friends. Dan Day back in studio. Jay Figg is going to join us. We're actually going to have Jay Figg's Searing Pain movie review mid-show today. We're going to mix it up. Around 4:15, we're going to have Jay Figg on assignment. And I'm pretty sure we all know what she watched yesterday, Solana, because we gave her a unanimous suggestion. So unless Jay Figg refused to do her homework, I'm pretty sure she watched Blues Brothers, right?
I guess so. She hasn't posted her movie review yet, Dono, but I am so ecstatic to hear her rip on Blues Brothers and just trigger you. Like, I cannot wait.
Thing is, like, I realized I was very surprised that even Hawk, who was texting you guys yesterday, said that he doesn't think the movie holds up. It got me thinking, because I haven't actually watched Blues Brothers in probably 15 years. And I didn't watch it last night along with Jay Figg. So maybe I should have also done my homework and rewatched it to see if it holds up, because I haven't thought about that before. So I don't know. I think I'm going into this one at 4:15, fully expecting Jay Figg to trash Blues Brothers. Solana, what's the worst rating out of 10 mozzarella sticks she's ever given a movie? Because, like, imagine if she pulls like a 0 out of 10 for Blues Brothers. What do you think is the least she's ever given a movie?
I think I gave her Les Miserables a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And Dono, I'm a big show tunes kind of guy. I love Broadway musicals. Man. And Les Miserables just exudes culture. I know Dan Day knows what I'm talking about.
Culture.
And, she gave it like a 3 out of 10. Jay Figg, not down with the musicals, unfortunately.
Are you excited for Hamilton? It's going to be streaming on Disney Plus starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Have you ever seen, like, I've never seen Hamilton because A, I hate musicals, and B, I think tickets in New York are like $1,000.
Ridiculous.
Like,
ridiculous.
I've never actually seen it.
Yeah, the tickets are like stupid expensive. They have been since it came out and how popular it was. And I remember being in New York trying to get tickets for like a matinee, and each ticket was north of a G. So it just didn't make sense. Yeah, it didn't make sense.
For a matinee.
For
Jesus.
A matinee, yeah.
Oh, man. So we're going to have Jay Figg on assignment later in the show. We're going to have some really good best of some Into the Archive segments with Hawk and Crowder. And since we talked a lot of food on the show yesterday, going to be food-related best ofs. Later this hour, you'll have Aronde Gadsden weighing in on Kirkland brand products. I remember that clip, and it's fantastic. In the 3 o'clock hour, we'll have a step into the archives about sports bars, which, God, I miss going to sports bars so much. And then in the 4 o'clock hour, everyone's Mount Rushmore of cookies. I look forward to that one as well. So in about 15 minutes, Solana and I are going to chat with Stefano Fusaro from ESPN. You probably remember Stefano. He used to work in TV down here. A really good guy, does great work now for ESPN. And he is the only ESPN reporter who's in the MLS bubble. Because remember, it's very limited, right? I mean, every team has a limited traveling party. Every media outlet has an extremely limited presence, if any. Like, a lot of media members just cannot find space in the bubble to go. So ESPN was allowed one reporter in the Disney Orlando MLS bubble, and Stefano Fusaro is that man, and he's going to join us at, you know, around 2:15 today. And I'm starting to get a little worried. Maybe we'll get more on this in Dan Day's headlines, but several FC Dallas players and a member of their coaching staff have tested positive for COVID-19. And then I also saw on Stefano's Twitter account, he's there reporting on the scene, that the Columbus Crew, their traveling group, is now quarantined because they had a positive test. And we're on the clock here, right? We're 6 days away from the start of the MLS's back tournament. And man, I've been looking forward to this since it was announced. You know, I am a lifelong Inter Miami fan, been a fan of theirs, you know, for like 7 years, ever since David Beckham announced, you know, that he had the rights to start this franchise. I can't wait for this tournament. And, you know, obviously with some of these positive tests and quarantine situations popping up, it gets me just a little bit worried as to whether or not we're going to see this thing come to pass. But before we have a couple of other topics to get to, let's bring in Dan Day for headlines. Dan?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Reporting on Inter Miami CF, they are now in the Orlando bubble. No positive test for COVID-19, and they are scheduled to open the MLS is back tournament Wednesday at 8 against Orlando City SC.
That lifelong rivalry, Solana, between Inter Miami and Orlando City. And listen, it's certainly encouraged. So, I mean, Inter had previously had a positive test, so I guess positive test, but I guess everybody's negative now, which is good. And, you know, fingers crossed, we get to see, you know, a week from yesterday, that opener between Inter Miami and Orlando City.
The NFL, as we spoke yesterday, has trimmed the preseason to 2 games. Teams can expect to have a home and away game, so Miami waits to hear who they will officially play.
Oh, yeah, because the 2 games that they have still on the preseason schedule against Philly and against Detroit were in the previous version of the schedule, those were both home games.
Right.
So now I'm thinking, yeah, Dan, they're going to mix it up and probably have one home and one away. Although Trey Wingo apparently said on Golic and Wingo this morning that he doesn't have any inside info on this, but he is expecting, in his opinion, that the NFL could end up canceling the entire preseason, you know, with these COVID-19 concerns, just so they can make sure they kind of keep everybody, you know, away from each other until the regular season begins on September 10th. I wonder, because losing a preseason completely, I mean, I'm fine with shortening it from 4 games to 2 games, but if you eliminate the entire preseason, it's going to be harder to make your roster cuts. You know, players aren't going to have the chance to go out there and get into game shape by playing some preseason. And, you know, preseason, I think, would have given us a really good idea. Once you get through a couple of preseason games, then you can kind of see if players from, you know, the two different teams are spreading the virus to one another, whether or not that's happening. And it could be a good barometer for the regular season. So, man, I don't know if canceling the entire preseason would be a good idea. So we'll see if they actually go through with that or not.
Dono, that would be unprecedented, correct? And you would know, you'd know better than I. I mean, in my 26 years of life, I can't recall an NFL season, and I know there was a lockout. I can't remember when, but I know there was a lockout. But I can't remember a preseason just being canceled with in its entirety. Like, I think that would be unprecedented in the NFL. And again, Trey Wingo, obviously more connected than I am, but I can't see zero preseason games happening. Like, you have to at least give these guys, especially now that they've, what, been 4 months without contact, or at least they're not supposed to be having contact, just throw them out there into a 100% live action NFL game. Like, that seems to be a recipe for disaster.
Dono, this one's all you. Goran Dragic says the NBA's COVID-19 testing is not a pleasant thing to do.
Yes, thank you. So people are so split on this. And anyone out there who's listening to this who has been tested before, you could text us at 786-360-0790, 786-360-0790. About 6 weeks ago, my wife and I got tested. We were both negative, but we did the drive-through testing where they stick the swabs up your nostrils. And it was not only one of the most uncomfortable medical tests I've ever gone through, I found it painful, and my wife found it to be painful. I think it might depend on who's doing the swabbing, right? If you have somebody who's particularly gentle, then maybe it's not so bad. But like, I was violated by that swab. Like the lady who performed my swab was angry that day, man. It was a really unpleasant experience. And then I was asking some people about it on social media back then, and it was pretty split. Like, half the people said, oh yeah, it was terrible. Like, I it made me tear up a little bit because it's so uncomfortable. Then the other half of the people said, oh, it wasn't a big deal. Like, I think it depends on who's doing the swabbing, but I'd love to know from anyone else who has gotten the test. Let me know if Goran Dragic and I cannot be the only ones who think it's an incredibly uncomfortable experience.
Dono, don't you have a little audio from Goran telling us that it's not a pleasant thing to do, the COVID-19 testing?
Oh, listen, I had they stick swab all the way up nostril. Back in Slovenia, this is how we say hello. But I thought coming to America, it would be different. You don't have swab at nostril anymore. This is an awful experience. I hope never go through it again.
Your Slovenian and Russian sound eerily similar, Dono, I must say.
Well, I mean, Solana, listen to a Slovenian person talk and then a Russian person talk, and you tell me if you can tell the difference, because I sure as hell can.
You just do an Eastern European accent. I think we'll broaden the paintbrush here. You're not really a Russian impersonator. You're just more of an Eastern European European impersonator.
I mean, it's a very versatile accent. It could be Ukrainian. It could be Croatian. Yeah. It could be Slovenian. It could be Russian. It's a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah.
I love it. And with that being said, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. A loose pig caused a traffic jam on I-95 in Virginia.
Whoa. You know, I've driven through Virginia before, and parts of it get so rural, it's almost frightening for a city boy like me. Solana, when I was about 20, this was the year that Dan Marino got inducted into the Hall of Fame in Canton, and two buddies of mine and me decided, why fly to Canton when we can drive to Canton, Ohio? And we drove through rural Virginia like late at night, and we stopped off to get like some dinner at a Hardee's, and we felt like the people there thought we were radioactive, like these really small town bumpkin country folk. Like, I'm a city boy. I was just not used to it. And so the idea of pigs causing traffic jams on the road in rural Virginia sounds about right to me.
That sounds awful. Like, the worst decision you've ever made, Dono, by the way. Driving through rural Virginia. I can't think of anything I'd rather not do than do that.
West Virginia.
The worst, though. Yes, West Virginia. Yeah. And Dan's true. Right, because so we were in regular Virginia at like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And then, you know, I don't know how long it takes to get there from there to West Virginia. But when we were driving through West Virginia, middle of the night, couldn't see a thing. It was dark. It was raining. And we're on those winding mountain roads. And we were actually driving in a minivan. I nearly crashed it like 5 times in the rain in the mountains. It was brutal.
You have to look at the silver lining of the situation, though. Drivers could literally mean it when they yell, "Get off the road, you stupid pig!"
Well done. Oh, Dan Day, rare form. By the way, this a great text. We're supposed to listen to the guy that cries during Back to the Future on whether or not the test is invasive. Like, I actually, Solana, I cried more at the end of Back to the Future Part 3 than I did when they were swabbing my nostrils. So don't worry, it wasn't quite that bad. Is that all, Dan? Any weather or anything?
Weather. Is there a dust plume tracking we have?
Gotta get to it.
Tracking.
The Saharan dust plume.
Can't go to the beach this weekend, so you don't have to worry as much about the dust plume.
Yeah. Good point,
that's
Dan.
That's a great point.
Excellent point, Dan. Yeah,
Dan is on point with
that. I didn't go to meteorology school like Solana and Julie Derta, but I try.
Did he say meteorology?
Yeah.
Like, it sounded
meteorology?
Like
meteorology?
What did Dan say? What was it 2 days
Authoritarian.
Ago? Authoritarian.
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 Because he was writing about wheat and people that grew wheat, yeah. But he's also authoritarian.
Oh, man. Good stuff there from Dan Day. All right, when we come back, we are going to step into the MLS bubble. Stefano Fusaro is the only ESPN reporter inside the bubble in Orlando covering the MLS. He's going to take some time out of his busy day to join us when we return here on Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Give me the MLS song.
This is the song Don Garber has sex to.
You want to see Loco?
Dono and Solana in for Hawk and Crowder today. We're going to go out to the guest line, the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood. It's on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I'm really looking forward to chatting with this man. He is the only ESPN reporter inside the Orlando bubble for the MLS Is Back tournament. Of course, you know him and you love him from his days in South Florida, doing big things now at ESPN. Stefano Fusaro joins us. Stefano, how you doing, my friend?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you guys.
It's our pleasure, man. And there's a lot going on. I mean, can you give me the latest, Stefano, on, you know, the COVID-19 concerns there? As I see a lot of positive tests for FC Dallas and the Columbus Crew quarantined. What's the latest, and is there any concern about this thing maybe not starting as scheduled?
Well, as of now, the MLS has no plans to cancel this tournament. They are moving forward. We have confirmed this morning through reporting myself and my colleague Jeff Carlisle. We confirmed that Columbus Crew had a positive test yesterday. And since then, they have had done additional testing to everyone on that traveling team for Columbus. And they have quarantined themselves until those test results come back later tonight. FC Dallas, the 9 players and 1 coach that tested positive, have been taken to a complete separate wing of the hotel here in Disney World, the Swan and Dolphin Hotel, which is where the bubble is. It's only MLS officials, team, staff, media on this property. They've been moved to a complete separate side of the hotel, quarantined and isolated, and they'll continue to get tested every single day rather than the every other day that everybody in the bubble is subjected to, including myself.
Yeah, Stefano, and you're there. Like, you're going to be in the bubble for the entire MLS Is Back tournament. Do you think the MLS was either A, expecting this to happen so early on into this experiment, and B, were they prepared for this to kind of happen, you know, all the spikes in cases as soon as everybody entered the bubble?
Yeah, they definitely didn't expect it to happen so quickly. I can – just speaking to different MLS officials and PR officials as well, they did not expect it to happen this quickly. But I think that there was always an idea, and there was always, I think, a certainty that there was going to be positive tests here. Now, I do commend the MLS because they are being pretty transparent as far as releasing data of the tests that are being done here every other day via a release to the media. So I do give them credit there. Also, I'll be honest, I don't feel unsafe. Everything is marked pretty well around here as far as there is hand sanitizer, there is social distancing signs everywhere you go. Our masks do not come off while we are on the property. So I don't feel unsafe. But then again, there are a lot of concerns. I just literally maybe 5 minutes ago finished an interview with Tyler Miller of Minnesota United, and he flat out told me there's a lot of concern. We don't know what to expect. The uncertainty is what's getting to us. So there are troubled and they are worried as far as going forward, but they understand that if they follow the protocols, the idea is to stay with your team, stay with your own teammates. So if there is a positive test, they can kind of narrow it down to one team, which is what happened in the case of FC Dallas.
Good stuff here from Stefano Fusaro. He joins us from the Orlando bubble in the Disney Swan and Dolphin for the MLS Is Back tournament. On a more humorous note, Stefano, what can you tell us about those box lunches? Because we all saw that picture go viral a few days ago of the very expensive Fire Festival type of box. Because I got to think there's better places to eat at the Swan and Dolphin. What was that about?
So, and I get it, and it was hysterical. I laughed just as much as any of you did when I saw that picture go viral. The funny one little note about that, the picture that went viral was from Omar Gonzalez, who was a defender for Toronto. He wasn't even here yet when he tweeted that photo.
Oh.
So he got it from a teammate. That's number one. Number two, yes, the box lunches was not the box lunches are not good, but we were only subjected to that menu our first day on the property when we were quarantined after our first test. After those first initial 12 hours, you have there is a plethora of options for you to be able to, for anybody here in the bubble to be able to eat. So yes, it wasn't good, but they don't have to eat that every single day. That's not what MLS is feeding their players, that pretty not good sandwich that was in that box. So yeah.
And
by the way,
it
was $65.
Oh, wow. And what actually was the sandwich? Because I couldn't tell from the photo. Was that like chicken salad? Like, what was that?
There was three options were chicken salad, ham, or turkey. I'll be honest, man. I had the turkey one in it. It wasn't great, but it wasn't awful. I mean, it's the same. If anybody in the media could tell you, you get those boxed lunches when you're covering some major events around the country, right? Whatever sporting events, you get those boxed lunches. And, yeah, they're not great, but they're not terrible. That one picture that was out there, though, I'm glad I just didn't get the ham sandwich, because I think that was the ham sandwich in that photo, and did not look good. So I'm glad I made the right choice with turkey.
Stefano, I know you toured the bubble yesterday. You mentioned it at the Disney Swan and Dolphins Resort. By the way, you can see Stefano's reporting of his tour on his Twitter account at Fusaro ESPN. First of all, what stood out to you as you toured? I saw some interesting setups for the players to be working out. They're basically working out in ballrooms. But I don't know if you saw DeMar DeRozan the Spurs. He kind of was mocking the ping pong rules, that they can't do doubles ping pong, and he thought it was ridiculous or whatever. Like, are there any rules that you've read so far for the MLS's back tournament that you kind of scratch your head at and you're like, all right, come on?
I mean, look, they're doing their best, and I got to credit them. They're trying their best to keep everyone at a proper distance. But I mean, you got these athletes with a lot of free time on their hands after training, and it's tough, right? So I'm looking out my window right now in my hotel room, and I can see all over the property different games set up. There's a soccer pool set up, a soccer table tennis set up, a cornhole, different things. No doubles for any of that. It has to be one-on-one for everything. So that was kind of interesting. But again, I understand it. I can't really say I'm scratching my head, because they're trying as best as they can to keep it as safe as possible, right? So it is kind of funny to see that and see those signs that are up there, singles games only, and please sanitize all the equipment when you're done. And they have set up little sanitizing stations for all the equipment. So, look, yeah, it's interesting to see, but I won't say I scratch my head, because I give them props. They're at least trying their best to keep this as contained as possible.
Do you know if people were allowed, or the players were allowed, to bring their own, like, gaming systems, PlayStations, to play FIFA? Because, you know, like, they're going to want to play FIFA, and I don't know how sanitary it is for everybody to be sharing the same controllers.
So not only did the players bring their gaming consoles, but certain reporters also brought their
games. Yes! Oh, yes! Good move, Stefano.
Absolutely. So it's funny, right? Because, yeah, a lot of them talk about FIFA, but I, again, in this last interview I just did a few minutes ago with two Minnesota United players, both of them mentioned Warzone, Call of Duty, which I'm also a big fan of.
That's fair.
I mean, that's what they're doing. I think a lot of them were like, hey, after training, we don't really want to be outside in 90-degree heat. So they're coming inside and said, yeah, we're playing some Warzone. That's what we're doing. And I think there's going to be actually a players tournament, a Warzone players tournament inside the bubble. I'm trying to infiltrate that. So I'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah, just make sure you do the update, because it seems like there's a new update that takes up more space every single day. I spent 8 hours updating my PlayStation yesterday. It's so ridiculous.
It was like, it's like 170 gig. It's ridiculous, but I'll take it. It's a great game.
I only have FIFA and Warzone on my PlayStation now, because I just don't have space for anything else. It's getting ridiculous with these updates.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing. All I got is FIFA and Warzone. That's all we got. So I'm definitely, that's my downtime too.
Stefano Fusaro from ESPN is with us here on Hawk and Crowder. So I think I could speak for Solana when I say we're both really excited to see what Inter Miami can do in this tournament. What's your outlook? I mean, I love the way the squad is constructed. Obviously, we've only seen them play twice, and it was a very, very long time ago. You know, what do you make of their Group A, and kind of what are you expecting from Inter in this tournament?
Well, they're in the best. They're in the most fun group, that's for sure. It's going to be. All the games are going to be interesting. Eastern Conference opponents, obviously, starting off against Orlando, will be fun. I was on Taylor Twellman's show the other day, and what I said is, from the entire field, I expect rust, and that, you know, I expect rust from Inter Miami as well. You saw it in some of the European leagues, right? in England and Germany, saw some rust to kind of get started. And I expect to see the same thing from Miami. But I will say this, in a tournament like this, it's really about who's hot at the right time. And if they can get out to a good start against Orlando, there's already a lot of, on social media, believe it or not, when I was posting Inter-Miami videos of Inter-Miami arriving, I already got a ton of Orlando City fans showing the hate. So I expect all the Inter-Miami fans, all my hometown boys, all you guys over there, I expect you to get on that social media and respond back and do what you do best. But if Miami does get off to a good start against a team like Orlando, I think it could really propel them and give them that momentum to move forward. In a tournament like this, where every game is extremely important, I do believe that any team can win this, any team, especially after two games, and we really haven't seen a whole lot. And a lot of these players, the ones who didn't make the playoffs last year, they haven't played. They've been out of the field for five of the last 7 months.
Right.
So, you know, there's going to be rust. And because of that, I really feel any team has a shot to win.
So, Stefano, you mentioned Orlando City fans kind of talking a little smack. And here on the Hawk and Crowder Show, Dono and I especially, we've been hyping up this Inter-Miami-Orlando rivalry. And I know there is no rivalry. Like, we know that they haven't even faced each other yet. Like, Inter has only played two games. There is no true rivalry. But do you sense that, like, the players are going into this kind of with the mindset of a Sunshine State rivalry? Like, even though it doesn't – we're clear, it doesn't exist. I think the fan base is desperate for a rivalry regardless. Like, can we see – you think we'll see some red cards, some aggressive play at the start with the idea that this is the battle for Florida?
Yeah. I mean, look, I feel like if there's anything in this type – again, in this type of environment, if there's anything to motivate them, I think that they will take it. I know for a fact that – I will say I know for a fact. I would be shocked if Diego Alonso doesn't use that, head coach of Inter-Miami, doesn't use that as motivation for his guys.
Right.
I mean, the social media talk's out there, so people are already seeing that. Players are seeing that as well, let's be real. But, you know, yeah, man, I mean, I do expect there to be maybe a little bit of fireworks. It's the first game back, so I think they're trying to get their feet under them. But I'd say this, the first hard challenge or first big tackle – I would expect there to be just a little bit of animosity with that other team. So it'd be fun. I mean, look, that's what we all want to see, right? We want to see this rivalry. We want to see it bud into something where, you know, I don't want to use the word hate, but at least a very strong dislike for one another.
No,
I think
no,
that'd be
go
fun.
Ahead. Go ahead. Use hate. Hate. Because we've been hating on Orlando City, man. Use hate.
I love it. I love it.
So, you know, Stefano, I agree with you when you said that there's not, you know, a clear favorite in this tournament, that it's somewhat wide open. But if you had to pick a favorite, and maybe a favorite and a co-favorite, who would you go with?
It's tough, but I would say, and this might shock some people, maybe some casual fans, but I do think NYCFC has a very under-the-radar, solid, solid team. They have a brand-new coach that they've responded to well, by all accounts. I would say put them up there as well. And from the Western Conference, I would immediately have said LAFC. But there's a very, very big chance that Carlos Vela most likely is not going to be here. So then, you know, I guess I'm going to have to go with Seattle. They got the experience. They are the defending champions. And I do expect them to come strong in this tournament.
Tremendous stuff, and everyone needs to be following Stefano. If you're a soccer fan, an MLS fan, he is the guy with the inside scoop on everything going on in the Orlando bubble. He's at Fusaro ESPN. Stefano, can't thank you enough, my man, and enjoy the PlayStation.
Absolutely. That I will do. I promise you that. Take care,
awesome
guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff, man, and great info. Great info. A lot to unpack from that. Alex Dono and Alex Solana in for Hawk and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
La vaca, the cow, survives the milking. I don't think an almond does. I think an almond, once you milk it, that's it.
And it's probably sad.
It gotta be sad.
You wanna see loco?
Thanks again to Stefano Fusaro from ESPN for joining us. Pretty cool to get some insight there from one of the very few members of the media who's actually inside the MLS Orlando bubble at the Swan and Dolphin. I mean, I don't know how many actual reporters are there. It's probably a dozen or less. I know he's the only guy from ESPN. So to have one guy from ESPN, like, shows you how restrictive it is, since they're an MLS broadcasting partner, and, you know, they're the biggest sports media outlet in the USA, so it's a very, very small media presence there, so it was cool to be able to track down one of those guys. The Loco Hour of Hawk and Crowder is brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores, truly steps beyond convenient. Alex Dono and Alex Solana in for Hawk and Crowder today, but you're going to hear plenty of Hawk and Crowder. We're going to now step in all the way in to the archives.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
I think it's pretty appropriate the way that Solana punched up the best ofs for today. They're all gonna be food related. Gonna have one here, gonna have one in the 4 o'clock hour, in the 5 o'clock hour. Since we were talking a lot yesterday about 4th of July foods, I think it's it makes sense to punch these up. And Solana, this was one of my favorite conversations that the guys had with Aronde Gadsden, because I am a recent Costco convert. Like, I only started shopping at Costco, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago. And so prior to that point, I was a little bit naive about Kirkland products. Like, I'd seen Kirkland products around. I've seen them in other people's homes, but I was a little bit naive to Kirkland products because, yeah, I just wasn't a Costco guy until like 2018. But here are Hawk and Crowder with Aronde Gadsden discussing Kirkland products.
Aronde and I have a policy. If you go to a party and there's Kirkland snacks out there, you got to hit it. Like, you just, right? Like, maybe a half, right? Maybe a half, but then you got to hit it.
Yeah. Like, I was to a little, you know, a Dolphin cookout, and they had some Kirkland vodka. I only stayed till halftime. I they made it in a punch, so that got me to halftime. If I had to mix it like Kirkland and tonic, oh, I probably would have left right away because I knew the outcome of the game. But I stayed and watched till halftime, and then I went on home.
Well, I texted you a couple of days ago from Yahoo Finance, 25 best Kirkland products that you should enjoy at Costco. Number one, just give me your quick thoughts. Number one, Kirkland animal crackers.
I would call my mom until I went out of third grade. I don't want to go to that school anymore.
Number two on the Yahoo Finance list is Kirkland bacon.
That's a tough one because I'm a bacon guy. And, you know, bacon don't make anything taste better. But if I got a nice cheeseburger going and I bite into it and I find out you got Kirkland bacon, I don't want it. You just wasted your condiments.
Right. I'm with you. No,
you
I'm with
can't him. Mess up bacon.
I'm with him. Then why not just go with Oscar Mayer? I mean, how much could you save on the Kirkland bacon?
You know, even if you tricked me and said it was turkey bacon, I'd be like, all right, okay.
Kirkland coffee pods. You got those K-cups. They've got Kirkland coffee pods.
Definitely not. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you coffee people can tell the difference between a good coffee and a bad coffee. That's got to be worse than decaf. I mean, a Kirkland pod?
No. Yeah, that sounds like you're asking for trouble.
Pencil shavings.
You're trying to get a day off. I go in that office tomorrow with some, say, hey, ladies, you know, because there's a bunch of ladies that work in the office. I'm going to make the coffee this morning. And I put some Kirkland pods in there. Oh, I'm suspended. Don't come back tomorrow.
Kirkland energy shots instead of 5-hour energy. I mean, now that seems like you're playing with fire, doesn't it?
All right. That's an oxymoron. I don't think you get no energy from a Kirkland energy pod.
Oh, they said 5-minute energy.
I think it drains energy.
Right, you want just 5 minutes? You want, like, how much for 1 minute? How much for just one rib?
One rib. What's one rib?
Kirkland razor blades.
Oh, no. I don't want Kirkland razor blades. I was just going to go to the barbershop just to get a shave. I just need to. I'm going to the barbershop every morning. Do I pass it coming to work? I'm going to stop. No way you using Kirkland razor blades. And some people out there may enjoy using Kirkland products. I, you know, listen, if it works for you, I'm all with it. I'm just saying for Hawk and I think we're gonna
play. And butter knife sharp.
Yeah. Might as well use a scissor.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, as much as I enjoy that segment and I love OG, I cannot disagree more with the Kirkland slander. I mean, honestly, I have found over the last couple of years since I have become a Costco shopper, I have found a lot of the Kirkland products to be not only more affordable, but indistinguishable from the name brand
wow.
products.
Yeah,
I'm serious. And Solana, I'll tell you the one place that I draw the line, because I've had Kirkland meats. I think I've even tried Kirkland wine, which, okay, listen, a good, like, a Tuscan blend, like, it's hard to get that from Kirkland, but just bear with me for a second. The one place that I draw the line is when I'm strolling down that Nutella aisle at Costco, and you see, like, the big boxes of the actual name brand Nutella, and then you look over to the right, and you see Kirkland brand hazelnut cocoa spread. That's where I draw the line, right? I draw the line on being loyal to the original Ferrero Nutella brand. I do not waver from that, but I don't know, man. I'll tell you. I get sucked into that bargain. Like when I'm at Costco and you look at the name brands and then you see, I've even bought Kirkland diapers for my son. I don't think my wife was too happy about it, but I bought a big ass box of Kirkland diapers and they did the job. Like I have found a lot of those to be indistinguishable from the originals.
I know how mad Hawk is going to be that we're praising Kirkland products during the local hour of his show, but I don't care, Dono. You mentioned Kirkland wine. There's good, expensive, well worth what you're paying for Kirkland wine. Kirkland
really?
Products can be elite. And I mean, the Kirkland cashews that you get at Costco.
Those are good. I've had those.
It's the best cashews that you can buy. The best cashew box that you can buy, those Kirkland salted cashews. I can eat the whole box in one sitting. Like, and I'm so happy that Hawk and Crowder are off and it's you and I here praising Kirkland products, because normally I just get absolutely trashed when we're having this discussion. And I'm happy finally somebody's on my side here, Dono.
Well, Solana, like where, because I didn't hear much of Crowder in that segment, because and Crowder, I know he's always looking for a bargain. Like
right.
he is the most frugal rich man you will ever meet. Because he's got that NFL money, but he's so frugal. Are you telling me Crowder's not on board with Kirkland?
Well, I don't think he ever had an issue with Kirkland. I think Hawk has gotten into his head. You know how it is, Dono. So many years of Hawk just whispering him into his ear, really slandering Kirkland products. So Crowder's really turned the corner and join Team Hawk on this. And I don't get it, because Crowder's been one to always appreciate a good bargain, as you said. He should be all over the Kirkland products.
I love it. Something NBA related, Solana, that I ran into that I think you'd appreciate, because I've come to learn, I didn't really know until the last couple of weeks that you're a big video gamer, right? Like you're playing this Warzone game that I've never even heard of. I guess that's a Call of Duty game. I know you're all over FIFA like I am. Did you, like back in the day, and I know you're younger than me, but back in the day, did you play NBA Jam?
Oh, of course. I still own on my original Nintendo 64. I still own an NBA Jam's Nintendo 64 game, and I play it frequently.
So on Bleacher Report, they went through every NBA team, and later on we'll look at some of the other teams, but they went through every NBA team and picked out the best NBA Jam duo from every NBA team. Can you guess? I think this is pretty easy, but can you guess who they selected as the NBA Jam duo from the Miami Heat?
This is of all time, right, Dono? So this isn't...
No. Current day.
Oh,
I should have specified. Current squad.
Current day. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go Kendrick Nunn and Kelly Olynyk.
No. Do you want to guess again?
Yeah.
You went a little far off the beaten path. They kept it way more obvious.
Maybe Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo.
Yes, that's the one they selected. I mean, honestly, the one you brought up is not bad, but no, they went with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. They said they were born to be NBA Jam partners. They run on murderous motors. No other team has two players who will exhaust their stores on every defensive possession. And they work nicely off each other on the more glamorous end, meaning offense. Both can bring the ball up the floor, initiate sets in the half court, and play either side of the alley-oop. So, yeah, so they give some love there to Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo as the Miami Heat's NBA Jam duo. So I like that, man. It makes me, I'm kind of jealous that you still play NBA Jam to this day, because I don't think I've played that since, I don't know, maybe like 1999. It's been a minute for me.
Yeah, who are you taking, though, in a all-time Heat NBA Jams matchup? Because if you remember, there was an addition with Tim Hardaway and Alonzo Mourning, which is classic, right? Rocking the 99 Heat jerseys. I don't know who I'm taking there. Are you taking Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo over Timmy and Zoe? Like, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
What about Shaq and Wade?
Yeah. And Shaq was just so dominant in those games. He can hit a three, which made no sense. Like, it made zero sense, but he was still doing it anyways.
Yeah,
Shaq was
right.
So dominant.
Oh, man, I love that. NBA Jam duos, man. We could have people chime in on all-time NBA Jam duos for the Heat. So, Loco Hour is in the books. When we come back, we will take all the stations, Papa. Big 3 o'clock hour of the Hockman and Crowder simulcast next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.